So, Drysdale Gardening vignette entitled Last Leaves to Fall. 3, 2, 1. Virtually all the leaves that are going to fall from the trees have now fallen. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. The best way of gathering them after this. 3, 2, 1. Most people will have their leaves raked up by now, but a few will have put off the chore. Raking and gathering of leaves from even a medium-sized property is certainly not the easiest of tasks, and that's why I'm amazed that more homeowners, even those with smaller properties, have not acquired one of the newer electric or gas-powered leaf blowers. While their use has come under some criticism, including from me, if they're properly used, they're a major benefit for home gardeners of all ages and with gardens of all sizes. I recommend a Black & Decker Vacuum Mulch, which I've found an enormous aid in cleaning up not only leaves but garden debris generally throughout the season. Now, the noise factor is not to be discounted, but with proper use and at reasonable hours of the day, the noise is certainly no worse than an electric or gas-powered rotary lawnmower. My electric machine is much less noisy than those that are gas-powered. Perhaps the proper use is at least as important as the time of day that it's used. Be watchful that you don't blow leaves and other debris off your property and onto that of your neighbors. Black & Decker offers the option of either an over-the-shoulder bag or a large hose attachment with which to fill any canister or bag. With the vacuum, you can pick up leaves and garden debris from both the front and back garden, mulch it automatically, and transport it easily to your composting site. I'm Art Drysdale.